Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
We're wrapping up our first week of shows here on Fantasy Sports today, and I gotta say, it's been a really good time. It's great to be back on the air and talking with you guys live every day from noon to 2 Eastern. But also keep in mind, as we move forward on the show, there is no fantasy baseball show in the country that is available in more places than Fantasy Sports Today. I am telling you right now, anywhere that you listen to a podcast online, you can hear this show. And make sure you do, because we will be constantly helping you in June, in July, and even in August throughout the summer, helping you win your fantasy baseball league. And speaking of which, Fantasy Sports Today on this Friday starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Brad Ziegler with me. Did you ever think that like it was just kind of like right place, right time with Miami to kind of cash in at the end of your career? Did you ever consider that?
The young guys in baseball are so prepared now that if you have an opportunity to pay them less, a lot of teams are just going to go that route. They're not taking the veteran with experience anymore because of the higher price tag that comes with them. Being a free agent is not what it used to be. I will say that.
All right, welcome in. It is Fantasy Sports Today. That was the voice of Brad Ziegler from yesterday. This is the voice of Craig Mish today. 2 hours here on FNTSY Radio. Great to be with you. And we have a fun show planned as well. We have our three up, three down segment. First time that we will do that with Mike Masato. And maybe the last time, depending on how things go. You know, I like to take risks here on the show. And so if we're still on the air on Monday, that'll be a good sign. Michael Waldo from Fantistics is going to join us. He used to be with me every Friday on my previous show, and so we figured we'd bring that back on Friday today. And then Mitch Moss from VSiN is going to join us. We'll talk some baseball fantasy-wise with him. We'll also talk some wagering as well. It's what we do here on the show. Of course, my producer, as always, here on this Friday is Chris Bavona. Chris and I getting to know each other much better over the last couple of weeks, and we're having a good time going back and forth and talking. And I think we have some fun things planned for you guys next week. This week was kind of a soft opening week, but next week we continue to ramp things up baseball-wise, and soon enough we'll be getting into football and some of those other sports. But I'll be clear with you on this. If you're listening on demand or you're listening live, let me state it for you and state the facts. In June, we talk fantasy baseball. In July, we talk fantasy baseball. We talk baseball. I break stories. I talk baseball. This is what I do. When we get to August, we will all sit down as a group, you, me, Chris, and all of you who are listening out there in internet land, and we'll decide what we talk about in August, too. Remember, there's a segment on this show called You Make the Call, and whatever you want to discuss, that's what I do. I am a man of the people, and so eventually we'll have to talk about Chris Bavona's dog or his napping habits or something else. Eventually that will happen. You will vote for that. But until then, we lead off this show as we always do with the latest in baseball and fantasy baseball. And the way that we lead off this morning is with the waiver wire, and it is Friday. So come Sunday, a lot of you who are playing in season-long leagues are going to have to make a decision as to what to make of this kid, Peter Lambert, who started yesterday for the Colorado Rockies. I do feel a little bad because, knowing as much as I do about the game and being involved in baseball and as fantasy as I have throughout the game and throughout 22 years, I think it's been since I've actually covered Major League Baseball. That's crazy. People will hit me up for advice, and somebody did on social media at Craig Mish ask me on Twitter what I thought about the call-up of Lambert to the Rockies. I think I responded that I am not interested. Well, 0-for-1 on that. Yesterday he threw 7 innings, struck out 9, and he ended up beating the Cubs. Okay, so let's kind of do a little bit of a reset there. It is just one start. He is a rookie pitcher. It was not at Coors Field. I went back and I watched some of the video. There was some significant swing and miss, but again, the Cubs offensively have a lot of swing and miss. They also have a lot of walk, too. So a good debut for sure. I would guess that, especially in 15-teamers or NL-onlys, you probably need to take a little bit of a risk here and consider him potentially a streaming option. Now, I personally think that the Rockies are one of the few teams in baseball that when we get to the July 31st trade deadline, that they are going to have to add some starting pitching. Make no mistake about it, the Rockies are back in this thing. And when you're at Coors, it doesn't matter if your name is Charlie Blackmon or Vinny Castilla or Andres Galarraga, Jeffrey Hammonds or Jeff Cirillo. Drew Stubbs. They all hit in altitude. So offense is usually never an issue. They can just pick up Matt Holliday and throw him back in there again. And Benji and Desmond, man, I think at some point that's going to have to happen. Either way, I'm off track. They're going to add pitching. Any starting pitcher that you see is always in jeopardy of two or three starts and probably going to the bench unless your last name in Colorado is Marquez. We know Marquez is legit. I didn't even think that he'd be legit going into the year. Okay, I'm wrong. It looks like he's there. Sustainability as a Rockies pitcher in general over the past 20 years is nearly impossible. Would you like some of the names? Here they are. Ubaldo Jimenez. Do you remember how good he was for like 1 year? Do you remember how good Aaron Cook was for like a year and a half? Do you remember how good Jeff Francis was for like 5 months? John Gray, I can keep going. Kyle Freeland. It's nearly impossible to pitch at altitude and be successful. So for me to jump out and say use 30% of your budget remaining in any league on Lambert is foolish. If it's a free ad and it's a speculate ad, then go right ahead and do it. I got no issue. But beyond that, you should know the history of what it is like to pitch there. It's an almost 0% long-term success rate. You can catch lightning in a bottle. Marquez has now proven that almost over a two-year period. So he becomes maybe more intriguing than almost anybody that's ever pitched there, but we can go up and down the line with pitchers that pitch there at altitude. The ball doesn't spin like it does in every other park. Home runs are hit. Advanced metrics, you guys can do the math on that and check yourself. Got to be careful. Max Kepler hit 3 home runs for the Twins yesterday. He now has 15 on the season. If you haven't been paying attention to Kepler, he leads off for the Minnesota Twins, arguably the best team in baseball, definitely the best team so far in the American League. I was in on Kepler at the beginning of the year when Michael Waldo comes on. I'm sure he'll tell you that. The launch angle, the hard hit rate, all the advanced metrics on Kepler pointed toward a great year. The problem is that his home runs and runs driven in are kind of in line with just about everybody in baseball this year. Anybody who's got 15 home runs, like everybody has 15 home runs. But that being said, obviously if you played Kepler in DFS yesterday, you had to cash something. And secondly, you have to feel good at the end of the year of looking at a slash line of about 260 with a 320 on base, 30 home runs, 100 runs driven in, which is coming of age, which was basically worth the contract extension that Derek Falvey and Thad Levine gave him at the beginning of the season. And I would say that in a 12-team mixed league, Kepler is without a doubt a outfielder 3, maybe even an outfielder 2. Going into next year, if he keeps this up, he's going to be a top 5 draft pick. The Twins are a good team. You want players on good teams at this stage of the game. Some teams are tanking. They're quitting. You know who they are. Kepler with 3 bombs yesterday. You have to be happy with that. And even though there's a huge jump from 12 to 15 in one day, who's to say that this guy doesn't have 35 at the end of the season? Solid pick for everybody so far. Hunter Renfroe of the Padres also hit another home run. He's got 18 on the year. He's a little bit different, okay? He's not going to get on base like Kepler. Probably has more power, but he's been a nice surprise. And I think that he is kind of one of the reasons why guys like in the past Perella and also Franchy Cordero and Alex Dickerson and Janikowski, like the Padres just have like 15 outfielders that can play, but Renfroe defensively has done a really nice job. And I think that for the most part, I am impressed with the power that he's shown. So not going to really get anything return on a sell high. His pacer is about at 40 home runs. Fernando Tatis Jr. is also back in that lineup. That's going to help him a lot. But I just thought that he was worth a mention this morning as we opened up the show. The MVP of my National League Tout Wars team, is it Ronald Acuna? Is it JT Realmuto? Is it Jacob DeGrom? The answer is no to all of those. Is it Jeff McNeil? He's not had a nice year. No. The MVP of my NL Tout Wars team is John Gant of the St. Louis Cardinals. Wow. What a year this guy is having. He's gotten a lot of lucky wins. We all know those bullpen wins are lucky, right? Let's not make a mistake about that, but it's true. 5-0 for John Gant this season. His ERA is 1.10. I spend so much time in spring training watching the Marlins and Cardinals. Gant started in the spring. I took him at the end of our draft in Tout Wars. I believe I got him in the reserve rounds because I did not think that Dakota Hudson would start the season with the big league team. I thought John Gant would be in the rotation. I want a piece of anyone in the Cardinals rotation. This is a proven commodity through the years. Gant turns out to be the best swing man, the best seventh or eighth inning man in all of baseball. 5-0 with a 1.10 ERA. Thank you very much for all of those five wins. In no way did I see this coming, but I'm happy that I did. Gant potentially, I think, fills the role of what they thought Brett Cecil would be, which is nothing. Which what they thought Luke Gregerson would be, which is, you know, basically nothing. And what they're trying to make Michael Wacha into. Gant has been awesome. And I don't see that changing. Could he end up being the closer for the Cardinals? I don't know. I kind of feel like he fits that hater hand type role. And I don't think that they will change that. It would probably be a mistake for them to change that. But he certainly can do anything. He can start. He can come out of the bullpen. And the Cardinals got a really good one there. Kind of out of nowhere. But yes, probably and potentially the MVP of one of my fantasy teams this season. In terms of signings, I know we're still kind of looking at free agency at this point. A couple of days ago, if you go back and listen on demand, I ran through all of the remaining free agents and who could end up signing. You heard on the update from Dan Strafford that Craig Kimbrell ended up passing his physical, so now he's a member of the Cubs. It's done. It was yesterday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was David O'Brien of The Athletic who broke the story that Dallas Keuchel has signed a one-year deal with the Atlanta Braves. Now, the Braves, as I mentioned yesterday, are going through all kinds of issues with their starting rotation. You thought their bullpen was rough. You thought you couldn't figure out who the saves guy would be in the Braves' bullpen. Try and figure out who their starting rotation is. Yikes. Kevin Gausman is just not viable, never has been, never will be. Sorry, Kevin. He'll never come on my show, that's for sure, after what I've done the last few years. Mike Foltynewicz, who I liked very much, was injured going into the season, and he has not looked like himself. There's still something wrong with him. And so what do you have? You have Max Fried, you have Michael Soroka, right? Like those, and Julio Teheran. But really, you have no true aces, I don't think, there. They needed some help in the starting rotation. And so those of you who spent your $5 in an auction in the American League on Dallas Keuchel with a hope and a prayer, you can throw that away. He's gone. If you did it in the National League, you got him. Now, here's the thing. Keuchel is one of those guys, like we saw last year, that's a starting pitcher that hasn't faced any live pitching in a long time. If you own him in a fantasy league, here is what you're praying for. Pray that you do not see him for a month. You do not need him that badly. The Braves do not need him that badly. I hope that Atlanta learns a lesson from what Lance Lynn went through, from what Alex Cobb went through. Now, understanding, neither of those pitchers are Cy Young Award winners like Dallas Keuchel. Neither of those players are as good as him, and with a great defense behind Keuchel, he can be an elite pitcher in the major leagues. He'll be better in the NL probably than he was in the AL. I don't know that he still has the same skill set that he did a couple of years ago when he won the Cy Young, but when that sinker is going, Josh Donaldson and Dansby Swanson and Ozzie Albies and Freddie Freeman, just get behind this dude, field the ball, throw it to first. Guy gets a lot of ground balls, man. So if that ends up working out for him at SunTrust Park, he's going to be pretty good. He's going to get you some wins. That team can score. But what you don't want them to do is let him start in Gwinnett this weekend, which is their AAA affiliate, make another start in Gwinnett, look good, and call him up. You don't want that. You don't want that in fantasy. He's not ready. He needs time. He needs a spring training. I don't care how many batters he's faced on his own. Not going to work. We saw this play out last year. Not to mention Yu Darvish, who signed late. Not to mention Jake Arrieta, who took time to get under his feet. Not to mention Greg Holland. These guys need time. I don't know what it is. I'm not a pitcher. I don't get it. I don't understand it. All I do is analyze it. And from an analysis point of view, Dallas Keuchel needs some time. That's the fantasy baseball portion of the opening segment today. I do want to give Chris Pavona his 30 seconds on Game 5 in the NHL, if he's interested, on the Blues and Bruins. I know, Chris, they're headed now to Game 6 in St. Louis, where the Blues can win it all, and there was some controversy, if I'm not mistaken, last night as well. Okay. On that note, let's give you an idea of what we have coming up on the show a little bit later. Three Up, Three Down is up next with Mike Masato. He will join us here on the show and go over his madness. Mike the Mouth, as they call him, in the NFBC. He's going to join us at 12:20 Eastern. We'll have our You Make the Call a little bit later. We have our three choices. And you can pick one of the three. I'll talk about that in hour number two. Speaking of hour number two, Mitch Moss will join us from VSiN, one of my favorite channels in the country to listen to. Great sports betting analysis from Follow the Money on VSiN with Mitch and Pauly. And then Michael Waldo will join us from Fantistics Fantasy Baseball. So that's kind of the way the show sets up today. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back next, Mike Masato joins us. We'll see what he has for his three up, three down. I can't wait for this, and you probably want to listen too. We'll be right back here on FST after this. Don't go away.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
The Morning After.
I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but you already know that I am a conspiracy theorist. So, I saw an ad last night for the NBA Finals. It was 30 seconds of shots of the Golden State Warriors. In a big graphic, Chiron popped up on the screen, and it said, Dubs, bounce back, game four. Let's just be real. The Toronto Raptors are going to have to deliver a knockout punch tonight.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Welcome back. This is FNTSY Radio. It is 12:20 Eastern, and what we do at this time live, if you are listening on demand, it's not live for you, live for us here on Fridays, as we play a little game of three up, three down. There are things in fantasy sports that are trending up, trending down. And we thought that we would bring in a lot of, you know, some of my friends, and then, of course, some of my new friends, some of my old friends, and some new voices here to do this on the show. And so some of it is a little experimentation, but for many years I've had the opportunity to cover the NFBC Friday night extravaganza, and one of the main participants and really the person putting it all together has been Mike Masato, who is otherwise known as Mike the Mouth. And since we're looking for to bring up the level of entertainment value here on the show above where I am, we thought we would bring in on a Friday afternoon Mike Masato to do three up, three down with me and then perhaps chat a little fantasy baseball. So let's say hello and say good afternoon to Mike. Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show and doing three up, three down. How are you?
Hey, Craig. Good to talk to you, man. I got my voice now, finally. I got rid of the plague or whatever I was suffering from last time I spoke with you. So it's good to be back on the air with you. It is 12:24. You did tell me 12:20 today, correct?
Yeah, I did. I'm running late. I'll pay you overtime for the segment then.
We'll talk about the pay later, but that's another issue altogether. But that means if I run over a little bit today, I'm not under the gun. What do I got? I got more than like 4 minutes today, or am I all right?
Yeah, you have 16 minutes. You have to,
I have 16 minutes?
Yeah, 16
wow.
minutes. Yeah. You get major airplay.
Are there kind of any FCC regulations restricting what comes out of my mouth in this show, or am I free to say whatever I want to say?
Hold on, let me check my contract here. So no, it seems like you could say whatever you want. Yeah, pretty much whatever.
And then your producer is going to edit the hell out of it, so when it airs later, it won't have all that in there, right?
That's well, I mean, it depends on what you say. I mean, that's just the truth. Right. There is an edit component from Chris Bavona. Yes, that is true.
Is there like a 6 minute delay on this, or no? It's just coming out live right now.
No, this is live all across the world.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, jeez.
I counted 17 people right now listening.
17. Well, no, it just actually doubled to 34 because when you put me on the air to anchor the show this week, thank God, you know, you just doubled your listenership today, so that's great. So you're off to a good start.
Well, we'll see. The check's in the mail. Okay, let's get started here. I'm going to lead this off with three up, three down. My first trending up here, I'll start in fantasy baseball. Brian Dozier, who's having a good month, went deep again yesterday. If you have him in fantasy, he's got 9 now on the season. So good job by Dozier for staying alive in fantasy. Speaking of alive, Christian Yelich, 23rd home run yesterday. He also stole a base. Very underrated in terms of the steals. I don't know if people are paying attention to this, but he had 13 steals, I think, in August of last year. He's already got 13. We're not even at the All-Star break this year. Of course, won the MVP last year. DJ LeMahieu of the Yankees. Wow, what a sight for sore eyes he's been. And with Didi Gregorius coming back, I'm not sure what he's going to do. But either way, 3 hits, back-to-back games, and he already has 40 runs driven in on the season. And then my final fantasy baseball 3-up, 3-down is Aroldis Chapman. He hasn't given up a run since May the 9th. 3 saves over the past week. So I'll start off with that. Mike, what do you got for 3-up, 3-down today? Take it away.
So I was dozing off. What do you need to do? Am I supposed to? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, this is 3 up, 3 down. It's your turn to talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. My turn to talk. Well, anyway, since you didn't give me any guidelines on this, and I decided to do a special 3 up, 3 down for you, since it's the anchor show of the week, and I've done 3 up, 3 down about your show for the week. How does that sound?
Okay, let's. Wow, you've listened to my show all week. That's great.
I mean, not to mention the hopefully get the glitches out of it so I can actually listen to the entire show. But I have listened to your show this week, and I'm going to give you my critiques and my ups and my downs from listening throughout the course of the week. How's that sound?
Yeah, I would love to hear your critique on my show. Yes, go right ahead.
We'll start with the positive. We'll do with the first up. Okay, let's do the first up. Okay, yeah. You actually found someone to give you another show after what happened with your last one on Sirius, which is a great thing, because I know you've been very diplomatic about it and whatever. But to me, when I had to turn that on and listen to, what was that guy, LaDuca and Blackjack Mulligan, whoever that guy took over the show. And the first interview I heard when they put him on there was a jockey. Now, what does it tell you when you're interviewing when you're interviewing a jockey on the air, right? Luckily, you're not a heavy drinker, if you heard that, because when I turned that show on, I couldn't believe you got beat out by a jockey on the air there. I don't know how you took that, but that was the first show that I heard them on the air, and it was bad. So I'm glad someone recognized your talents, and now you're somewhere else.
No, thank you. I was just afraid that they were going to interview horses, and they didn't do that. So
it would have been a better interview. It would have been a better interview, to tell you the truth. So it's pretty pathetic. So
Listen, I have no beef with anyone over there. As I mentioned, Mike, I'm very diplomatic with this. I had an unbelievable time for almost 10 years. And even to this day, they still give me the opportunity to work there. It's the first time I've ever acknowledging that here on the air, is that they definitely still and continue to give me that ability. But obviously, I've made my choice where I want to host. Okay, so let me get to my second three up, three down. And this is also my second up, my trending up positive. For those people who don't know, today is National Donut Day. Make sure you go take advantage and get your free donut wherever you want to go. Now, for those of you who don't know Mike Masato in person, he is a very big athletic dude. Doubt he's eating donuts today. But I just wanted to make it clear, Mike, that if you did have interest in eating a donut, you could go and get a free one on National Donut Day. That's my second one. What about you?
Well, if they were gluten-free and sugar-free, I might consider a donut on today. But I would not. You're not going to see me eating donuts. No, this body, Greg, is a temple. I don't violate the temple, as you know. Right. So I don't eat that kind of food. I don't get at my advanced age. You don't look this way, eating donuts. Right.
Right. No, that's right. True. Yeah. Okay.
That's
well,
true.
Listen, so you'll pass on that. All right. So give me yours.
I'll pass
please.
On donuts for today. My second up for the day, okay, is for your show for the week, is they haven't pulled the plug yet after a week. Which I have to tell you, the last show you had its moments. I have to admit, I wasn't a regular listener, but when you were on the air and you were co-hosting, it could be construed as entertainment. It was pretty good. It kept my attention for 10 minutes at a time here and there. But this first week, bro, if it proves anything, you need a sidekick, man. I don't know what, but I think I suggested this on Twitter. You ignored it, about maybe having a monkey sidekick or something else, or you could pay me, whatever I consider. What's your best offer? Get your producer on here and tell me what he can do for me, money-wise.
All right.
I know he naps a lot.
He does nap a lot. We could work on that. Those are not decisions that I make, but our good friends at Sports Grid, Lou Mayone, Mike Cardano, and then especially the guy that you want to buddy up to is David Katz as well of the Elvis Duran Group. So, Mike, those are your three points of contact, and if you can make that happen, I am definitely not opposed to that. But very good. Thank you for your second trending up of suggesting yourself as a host. Well done. Well done by that. Okay,
right.
my third one is, my third trending up is Warriors investor Mark Stevens is now banned for a year and fined for $500,000 apparently for shoving Kyle Lowry. I don't know what in the world that guy was thinking. I mean, they're worried about putting up nets at baseball games. You got to put nets up at basketball games for getting these guys to touch people and celebrities. It's insane. So that's my third and final trending up. Glad to see that they've stepped in and kicked this guy out of the arena. Okay, what do you got for your third one?
There's nothing wrong with a little physical abuse at basketball games, man. I mean, why do people watch hockey? If it wasn't for the fighting, who the hell would watch that, right?
Yeah, so
why
you don't want the players. You don't want the players being touched. Come on.
Well, why is that okay within hockey and everybody thinks that's acceptable, but not in basketball?
Because the owners, the players can touch the players, but the owners can't touch the players. It's like the equivalent of you can come on as a guest, Mike, but you can't host the show. There's a big difference there.
Mm-hmm. I can, huh? All right, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. All right. But anyway, my third up for you right now, I'm going to do you a huge solid right now. Okay, okay. I have come up with, okay, your next You Make the Call segment.
Okay? Oh, okay.
I've done the work for you, because when you come on here and you come up with things like, what was it, Secret Life of Pets 2 or Toy Story 4? Okay, that was the best you could get. Chris Pavone's wedding gifts, pizza choices. I mean, what would be the interest of anybody of that stuff? So tell me why. So let me tell you something. I'm going to give your listeners a choice. You tell me if you want to use these. I'm going to give you three things, okay? And I guarantee you that these will be the most voted on, interesting topics that anybody would want to hear from. You ready?
Okay.
So I will come on your show and I'll do these. Number one, okay? I will talk about the time I was almost abducted by the Hare Krishnas. Okay? Number one.
Wow.
That's a true story, by the way. Number two, I will talk about my legendary movie theater brawl story when I virtually single-handedly took on 5 Puerto Rican gangbangers in a bloody fist fight and lived to tell about it. 5-on-1. Okay. That was number two. Fist fight, movie theater. Number three, one of my many stories of the multiple times I was nearly expelled from college. I get to pick which one. I'll probably give you a good rugby story since I have a ton of those. So I played rugby in college for 4 years. I bet you didn't know that about me. I played rugby in college.
I did not know that. No.
You said great sport. I can tell you some great stories about that. So those are the one of the three things. The Hare Krishna abduction, near abduction.
Okay.
The movie theater brawl, by the way, in the movie theater. Right. And the other story about picking up one of my expelled from college stories. One of those three things.
Okay.
Guarantee that it'll be more interesting than anything you come up with so far this entire week. And I will come on here and I will do that for you anytime.
Chris, how do we feel about that? Is that something that we can do?
I'm
you think
all
here
for
on the show?
It. I yeah? am okay. all for it, my friend.
Okay, so Chris is awake now.
Wait, Chris is awake now. That's good. All he did is bust on you about how you napped the entire time, and now you're awake. That's great.
And Mike, even during the show, like my hit rate on going to Chris and him talking is about 50-50. You know, I've heard the
gaps of dead air. It's always great for radio. Having done radio for 30 years in the past, like you had dead air there. Like, it was great. You know, and I noticed how we edited out the part where you forgot that you were talking to Brad Ziegler the other day. About baseball, and he's talking about it with football. That was good too. Great listening.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Okay. Okay, well, we're running out of time here. Let's go to the three trending downs. My first one. This happened in South Africa yesterday. 14 lions escaped from Kruger National Park. And simply put, the people in South Africa, they're just warning them to be careful. 14 mountain lions have escaped, this is like a true story. So that's my first one. How about yours? Your first down?
That's nothing. Try living in Jersey. It's like that every day here. All right. So anyway, my first down for the week. And again, very far be it for me to rip on people. You know that about me. I'm not a person that does that. Okay, you know that about me. Mm-hmm. But first down of the week was Howard Bender. Okay, I'm sorry, but the minute he started doing his Fozzie Bear impression, it was painful, painful. And then obscure Muppet references. This is not humor for today's generation. Okay, please. Okay, don't do that. That can't happen again. The Howard Bender thing. Isn't there enough huge fantasy baseball nerds on the air as it is already? You need to have more come on here. If you're on, and if you put two, I guess a double whammy. So why would you have him on to do that to yourself? Don't no more Fozzie Bear references, please.
Okay,
that was a down.
Well, understand that the Muppets were actually did make new movies, Mike. I don't know if you're aware of that. They did 2 new Muppet movies. One. A couple of years ago, and I saw both of them. So I'm letting you know in advance. Okay, we're running out of time here. Let me do my second one. Michael Chavis of the Red Sox. This is a fantasy baseball trending down. Fun run for him, at least temporarily, is over. 3-for-23. Also, Tim Beckham. Remember how good he was the first 2 days of the season, and we said he'd be an all-star. He hasn't got a hit yet in June. So that is my second trending down. What do you got for yours, your second one?
Thank you for picking two guys that are douching me royally in fantasy baseball right now, right there. Thank you for that.
There you go.
Those two guys.
You're welcome.
So, second down of the week, Gray Albright, okay, from Spazball or wherever he's from.
Wow, you're taking Gray down. Oh, my gosh.
You pumped, wait a minute, listen, Craig. You pumped this guy up like he was going to be the second coming of Rodney Dangerfield in the air, okay? And then the guy comes on here, and I'm like, look, great, this guy's going to be fun. I'm going to listen to this guy. It's interesting. I can't wait to get entertained here. And you give me like Spicoli for Tourette syndrome. That's what the guy sounded like on the air.
He's sounded like, if you those comments from Richmond High, if you know Spicoli, he has like, he sounded like he had Tourette's with that whooping laugh. Is that, was that on purpose, or has he got a problem? I don't wanna make fun of a disabled guy, but it was terrible. Terrible. And he's making jokes about Dallas Keuchel shaving his Ring video doorbell. That's not the entertainment, dude. It's not funny. Who was laughing? Ask Bavona. Was Bavona laughing at him? Bavona, where are you? Okay? Ask him if he was laughing about when he was on the air. He was just shaking his head. I think he was shaking his head.
I don't know.
He was shaking his head. What'd I tell you? Right? He just said shaking his head. Right? There you go.
Far be it from me to create a brawl. We'll post this audio a little bit later. Gray Albright of Razzball.com, one of my favorites. What a shame.
I can dish it out.
I know. It's coming. Okay, we have 2 minutes left in the segment. I'll be quick with mine. Here's my third trending down. Florida man who allegedly stole a car, killed a dog, and possibly killed some chickens. Also chased a man with an axe, and then he was found in a chicken coop on Tuesday in Pennsylvania. He's a Florida man from Sarasota. That's my third final one. We have 1 minute, so go ahead. Take it away with your third one.
This was a toss-up. It was either between your constant ass-kissing the entire week, which you're excellent at. I got to admit, you mentioned the producers, the guys that gave you the break all week long. Ask it. Or Brad Ziegler. Now, I know Ziegler's a nice guy. They're just happy to have made a friend with a Major League Baseball player. I'll get it. So I'll go with their ass-kissing. Come on. You're a giant in the industry, Craig. Okay? Act like you've been there before, bro. Act like you've been there before. All right? No more ass-kissing. You're the man. You're the man.
I appreciate it, but people pay my bills, man. I got, you know, that's
yeah. How much money are you getting for this? How much money is involved here? Is this big bucks for you, or what do we? Is it big money, or what is it?
I'm doing better than I was at the other place. How about that?
So they bumped you from 100 to 200 a show. Is what you're trying to say?
I don't know how far I can get into it. I'm doing better. I'm doing better than I mean, shockingly. You leave one place, they tell you you're done, and then you get more here. Listen, Mike, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it. Best of luck in all of your fantasy leagues for sure. And we will do this again very soon, hopefully. Okay?
I'm going to be allowed back.
I mean, Chris loves you. He's constantly texting me and messaging me.
All right, good. Great.
So there you go.
All right, guys.
You did a great job. Mike Masato.
Awesome, guys. Here. Thanks, Sam. Craig, great. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on. Mike Masato joining us. You can follow him on Twitter as well. We'll take a quick time out. If we still have a show, we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Don't go away.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help. Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. We're allowed back on the air. That's good. Craig Mish back with you here as we just had Mike Masato leave scorched earth on Fantasy Sports Today. I had a feeling that would happen, but that's okay. That's okay. We will have that audio for those of you who are listening live posted on demand on audioboom.com, on fantasysportsnetwork.com. Somebody messaged me, are we on Stitcher? We are on Stitcher. The only issue that we have now is, Chris, is there's another person who's now listening to the show every day, and he found it on the iPad by searching through iTunes, and he's 6 years old and my son. So we'll have to do some editing a little bit there, Chris, before we post that. But I thought 98% of it was usable. There was like 2% in there that we have to get rid of. So if you can make that happen for me. But again, Mike, very entertaining. And provided that this is still my show in terms of content, he will be on the show every week. Okay? So that's where we're going to go with that. Now, in terms of a couple of other things that we need to take care of, we have our You Make the Call coming up here. I think just for today, we will stick. What did we decide? Did we decide that we are going to stick with my You Make the Call choices, my week choices, or were we going to go with guest choice? I don't know. Did we make a final determination on that?
Not yet.
No. Okay, so let's keep mine just for today. Let's keep mine just for today. Remember, I come from the school of terrestrial radio and satellite radio where you do have to be careful of some of the things you say. I guess on this show we really don't have to. It's kind of like unregulated territory, I guess. This is new for me. I still am not like a F-bomb guy. Like I'm not into that. Like I'm not a cursing guy. I don't think that in 10 years on satellite, I don't think I ever cursed once, I would say. And I did, you know, thousands and thousands of shows. Just not my thing. Like, I feel like you listen to a show, and maybe years ago I would have felt differently about that, but after having kids and knowing that they're going to be potentially listening to this show, or maybe there are some young kids who play fantasy sports, I'd love to engage them. I'm not dropping that on them. So, okay, so it is finally time here. We're going to decide what we're going to talk about in the second hour of the show. And what we do is we call this segment, You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
Oh, hi, Mark.
All right, so here are the three choices for today. Choices that we will talk about coming up in hour number two. I feel like a little emasculated that my choices are not as spicy as the ones that Mike mentioned, but that's fine. That's fine. I gotta feel good about the choices that I make here. But Chris did mention a good possibility, which is allowing some of our guests to come on and make those three choices, and I think that's something that we could do. Remember, we're a work in progress here. I would say the show is past beta testing. But it is the first week. This is the fifth day of the show. And then tomorrow and Sunday, Chris and I will huddle up. And we'll figure out what we're going to talk about next week. I got some good requests, by the way, for guests in for next week. I think you will be happy with that. I was easing up the first week just to get these shows done. I think we'll have some fun next week with some guests. Okay, here are the three choices. Choice A, I will do 5-10 minutes on the projection for what I think Dallas Keuchel will be for the rest of the season. That's your first choice. Make sure you go to at FNTSY Radio to weigh in on that. Choice two, I will tell you all about this this crazy rich young YouTuber named Ryan that my son is infatuated with, and I think I'll probably have to work here for at least 2 months, 3 months, to pay for all of the toys that I bought from this. Ryan's World Toy Review. That's choice B. Choice C, we've given Chris Pavona the opportunity once again to get to weigh in. And his choice today is, and none of the ones that we've tried have worked yet. We've tried his napping habits. We've tried his pizza favorites. We've tried his wedding gifts. There's been a lot of choices. And the third choice would be choice C, is Chris's honeymoon destination choice. And if you vote for that, then we'll give Chris the floor here. He's trying everything possible to be able to jump on the show here and talk for 10 minutes. So we'll give him that. That's the third choice. Here you go again. You make the call. Go right now at FNTSY Radio, at Craig Mish. Dallas Keuchel, projection rest of the season. Ryan's World Toy Review. And choice three, Chris's honeymoon destination choice. If you guys want to give him some love, go right now at Craig Mish. I'll retweet it. You guys pick the outcome. Whatever you pick, that's what I'll do here on the show. That's how we do the segment. Let me go ahead and send the retweet there on the You Make the Call. Keuchel projections, Ryan's Toy World Review. I think it was Ryan's World Toy Review. You did that wrong, Chris. Good job. Got that backwards. And then honeymoon destinations. Oh, but you didn't put your name in there. That was the whole key to this. People may vote for that thinking that it's my honeymoon. Doesn't fit. Well, you should have just put Chris's honeymoon then. Did you go on your honeymoon yet? You haven't gone on it yet, right? When is the honeymoon? When is that?
July.
And then what am I going to do when you're gone?
I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry about it.
What do you mean? You're going to be gone. How are you going to produce the show?
I will make sure. Don't you worry. You must.
Don't you worry. Let me tell you what they told me on my last show. Don't you worry. And then here I am.
Okay.
Here.
Fear
don't
not.
You worry, Craig. Don't you worry. You're good.
Fear
you're
not.
Good. Hi, Craig. Just want to let you know your show's over. Thank you. Fear not was what they said on the second call to me, Chris. That was the first call was don't you worry. The second call was fear not. Now what? Now what? What's your third point here? That was the third call. Probably you'll say the next thing.
You just have to trust me.
That's what they said. The third call afterward was you just have to trust me. Man, this is not going to go well. All right.
Was
well,
the fourth
look.
One your script?
No, they didn't. Never said that.
Okay, really. Well then, here's the fourth one for you. You're not screwed. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. I feel better about that. Good. Okay. You're making me feel better. Okay. All right. Please, guys, go vote here. I got to be honest. Look, you asked me to come on and do a radio show for you every day. I'm doing a radio show for every day. You got to vote on this poll, okay? I need like at least like a nice little sample of 100 or 200. We're going to build ourselves up to that, of course, but you got to vote on this to give me a fair sample, because what I don't want to do is everybody in New York at FNTSY Radio back in the pit voting for Chris every day, because then we're going to have to change the poll. We don't want that. We want everyone voting. Please do that. All right, that's our You Make the Call. That's coming up. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk a little wagering, and of course, fantasy baseball with one of my favorites, Mitch Moss from Follow the Money on VSiN. They do a phenomenal job, and he's, I think the top, like, just straight up wagering show in the country on VSiN Live. I just got to call it how it is. I got to be honest with you and say that is the case. Let me give you a couple of quick updates here in terms of what's happening in baseball, and let's touch on this as we head into the fantasy baseball weekend. Craig Kimbrell's 3-year, $43 million contract is official. It's a press conference set for today. He will go to extended spring training, then AAA Iowa. No timetable for when he joins the big league club. This is according to Paul Sullivan on Twitter. This is the best news that you could possibly ask for all day. No timetable. Let this guy pitch in the minors. Let Keuchel pitch in the minors. These teams have to learn from last year. And in fantasy, you invested something in these two players before the year. You've been waiting for 3 months. The worst thing that you could ask for is a repeat of Holland with St. Louis last year for Craig Kimbrell of the now Chicago Cubs. My projection, if I had to set a Vegas total on Kimbrell's saves the rest of the year, I would probably put it at 13.5 saves would be the number that I would put it at. Some people would think over, you know, some people would think under. Remember, injuries are always a factor. You don't know. I would set it at 15's a little too high for me. I'm going to set it at 13.5 if I had to the rest of the year. So that's the story with him. Michael Pineda is back from the injured list. And so very promising one start for Devin Smeltzer, one kind of iffy start for Devin Smeltzer. He's going back to AAA. I saw someone ask me about him on social media, what I thought, and good news on that one, as I said, I'm not sure. Okay, so I'm 1 out of 2 on that, with the good start from Lambert and then Smeltzer back down to the minor leagues. Pineda has not been good this year. He was okay before he got hurt, but I do not have a ton of confidence in him. The Twins are good. They will add at the trade deadline. My friend... The cat on Fox, Jim Hayes, just tweeted out about 20 minutes ago that Yadier Molina, according to the Cardinals, has not started baseball activities yet. They're running with Matt Wieters as their main catcher. And so if you picked up Wieters, okay. If you have Molina, you got to probably roll into a weekly league next week with him on the injured list. If it's a daily league, obviously that's a different story. So not the best news for Yadier Molina. Yankees have activated officially Didi Gregorius from the 60-day DL. Now, remember, he had Tommy John surgery last year, and he's not going to play a ton during the week. So my advice is for those people who have been hanging on to him in 12-teamers or 15-teamers in your season-long fantasy leagues that you can make these moves, he's a daily option at this point, a DFS option at this point when he's in the lineup. I do not think that he's a weekly option unless you are completely desperate at the shortstop position. I would not. I would say to wait and let him play a week or two and then decide what you're going to do. He hit about .150 in rehab. And again, only playing once, twice a week. Give him some time. Daily leagues, you could put him in the right matchup. DFS, whatever his price is, you can decide, make your choice. In leagues where you're playing in, where you can't move the guys in and out every week, you got to at least give this one more week. That's my opinion on Didi Gregorius. In terms of games today, we're going to go through the slate coming up a little bit later in the show. Left-handed pitcher today for Detroit. There's a couple of earlier games today, and Max Kepler is going to sit after hitting 3 home runs yesterday, which is, you know, clearly a little bit bizarre. I think that anybody that hits 3 home runs should probably be back in the lineup. But Rocco Baldelli, who might argue with him, this guy in his first year has done wonders for the Minnesota Twins. So Kepler sits. Actually, that game is later tonight, not today. There is one day game in baseball that's going to start at 2:20 Eastern. That's the Cardinals and Cubs, Miles Michaelis and Cole Hamels. And that's a 2:20 Eastern game. I'll be at 2:20 when this game starts. I will be on my way to Marlins Park in Miami, as I'll be covering the Marlins and Braves tonight. Miami plays Atlanta 3 games this weekend, St. Louis next week, and then Pittsburgh. I'm going to try and get to one game this weekend, at least 1 or 2 games next week. And there's a couple of other places, by the way, that you can catch me, and I want to make sure that you guys know about that. One is my podcast, which covers the Miami Marlins at Swings and Mishes. You can download that on iTunes and Google Play and Android, and not as many places as you can hear this show, but I assure you there are several places that you can hear it by going to iTunes or your Google Play and Android is the easiest way for sure. And then on Sunday night, if you're in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area, what you can do, or you can just download their app as well, is I'll be on the CBS affiliate on CBS Sports on Sunday night talking about the Marlins. So for those of you who are interested in Marlins baseball, you can tune in and check in on that. So make sure that you do that as well. Also, another good way to get in touch with me here on our program is the phones. We do have open phone lines. And the number is 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. If you're listening on demand and you have a fantasy baseball question, all you got to do is hit me up on Twitter, at Craig Mish. That's the best way to get it. Coming up in hour number two of the show, we'll set you up here. We got Mitch Moss coming up in 5 minutes from now. Mitch is, of course, on Follow the Money on VSiN. And he does a great job there, can speak to both wagering and fantasy at the same time. I make many appearances on his show as well, so he'll join us coming up in hour number two of our show. Michael Waldo from Fantistics will join us at about 1:20, 1:22 Eastern. He hosts over on Sirius on Satellite Radio Fantistics Insider Baseball on the weekends, and so he's a very good friend of mine. I've known him for probably about 8 years since we've been hosting together and hosting separately as well. So I'm excited to bring him in. He used to appear on my Friday shows. Coming up at about 1:40 Eastern, so that's 40 minutes from now. If you want a preview of all of tonight's games, then you can. If you're listening on demand, you could just hit that scrub or scroll button and move forward about 40 minutes because I'm going to do a preview of all of tonight's games and who I think will win, give you a little bit of a DFS perspective as well. And then we will have our Best of the Week show, which basically means at the end of every show, for things that you missed on the show, my producer Chris Pavone is going to go back and grab some of those, kind of like a highlight reel, if we have any highlights. And we put that together for you. Okay, good. We'll put that together for you so you guys can listen and see some of the things that you missed. And, yeah, I'd love you to listen to every show in full on demand, but I know that's just not realistic. Everyone wants to get their information, get their news, listen to their podcast, sometimes 5-10 minutes and they're done. We thought it would be a good idea here on this show to end the show with that every single week. So with that said, we'll take a quick time out with hour number one in the books. We got hour number two coming up next. Mitch Moss from VSiN Live joins us. Don't go away.